Hare Krishna. Make the mind wander spiritually, not wander materially. The mind has a tendency to go here, there and everywhere. It wanders, and usually it wanders to worldly things, material things, wherein we get caught in various fantasies of material pleasures or in anxieties over material troubles. And in this way, when the mind wanders, it gets us nowhere. It becomes like a fan which is just whizzing round and round and round and round, but getting nowhere. So similarly, when we let our mind stay unfettered, then let the mind stay at the material level, then it keeps wandering because it needs pleasure, and nothing in the material realm provides lasting pleasure. So it keeps oscillating from one it just keeps moving from one object to another to another to another endlessly. So now, what is the solution to this? We need to make the mind wander spiritually. So if we can hear about Krishna, if we can contemplate on Krishna, then our mind becomes attracted to him. And then it starts becoming imbued with a sense of wonder. This is what happens to Sanjay at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. So he says that, Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. So he says that I have heard this wonderful conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. And what is the result of hearing this conversation? So he says, Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. It's Adbhutam. It is thrilling. It is wonderful. It is extraordinary. So, Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya Cha Mahatmanah Sambhadamim Ashrausham Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. So Adbhutam, wonderful, thrilling, Roma Harshanam, that which causes the hairs of the body to rise in ecstasy. Now, what is it about the Bhagavad Gita that causes Sanjay to become so excited, so thrilled, filled with a sense of wonder? It is actually the wonder of understanding and appreciating Krishna's glories. That Lord, who is the source of everything, is just present in one small thing within everything. Krishna is the source of not just the earth on which the chariot is situated, but he is the source of even the universe within which the chariot, within which the earth itself is an insignificant planet. But that Lord, the source of everything, manifests as one small thing within everything. It is, he manifests as a human being on a chariot on the earth. But even while being like this, even while doing this, he is the Supreme Lord and he remains so always. And although he has millions and millions of living beings, still he runs after one living being if that person can be saved. So Krishna accompanies that soul as a super soul in the heart, akin to a very loving father who goes wherever the child, Adam and child, wants to go. And gradually, the super soul persuades the soul to turn towards Krishna and to therein become happy. So what we need is is appreciation of Krishna's glories. When we understand how much Krishna loves us, then we will never contemplate leaving him. Rather, we will contemplate on living with him, living in him, and living for him till we ultimately attain him. So that is the goal of actually learning to love and serve within the process of bhakti. And by this way, when we try to fix the mind in Krishna, and not just in a mechanical, ritualistic sense, but we try to fix the mind in Krishna while contemplating, who is this person I am speaking about? Who is this person whose name I am chanting? Who is this person about whom I am reading or studying or hearing? And remember, it is our beloved Lord Krishna, who is not just our beloved, but he is also the Supreme Being. Then we feel inspired to offer our heart to him. And in that way, we can avoid this negative tendency of comparing ourselves with others and either squirming in dismay or patting ourselves on the back. Rather, instead of not comparing with others, we can keep marching straight towards Krishna, irrespective of what anyone else is doing. And thus, we can attain life's lasting success. Thank you. Hare Krishna.